The Greyhound Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Greyhound Podcast brought to you by William Hill. We're looking ahead to the first round of heats from the William Hill St Ledger at Wimbledon on Saturday night and what promises to be a fantastic card. Sam Norris in the chair on this edition of the podcast, and I'm delighted to say joining me on the line is the Racing Post, Jonathan Kay. Good morning, Jonathan.
Morning, Sam. Really looking forward to the William Hill St Ledger. It's always one of the best competitions of the year, and I don't think 2015 is going to disappoint.
Yeah, absolutely. Looks a sensational start to proceedings as well on Saturday night.
Well, it is. I mean, it's a funny competition this year because a few of the dogs towards the top end of the market have had a few issues coming into it. So you think the scope, and a lot of the races I've been looking at, you're thinking, well, maybe 2 weeks down the line you get a different result. So there's quite a few imponderables.
Okay, fair enough. It gives it an interesting edge to the competition then.
It certainly does, and it's almost a case of balancing up what you can expect this run with what you might expect, you know, with the benefit of an outing under the belt, because a few of them have had a bit of a layoff coming into it.
Okay, well, we'll see how those particular dogs perform then. We'll dive straight into the action. We've got 8 heats to preview. We'll start with the first one of those coming up at 7:32. All of these are open races over 687 metres on the flat. This 7:32, heat 1, Jonathan, what are the thoughts?
One of those races, because you've got Race Night Jenny, who set a track record in the second round last year. She has been below par, it has to be said, recently. Black Francis, a prolific winner, he goes from trap 3. He's not been in the best of form, so I think you might get a result here, and I'm going to go for trap 6, Bull of Stonehall, trained by Paul Garland at Hove. Since stepping up to 6 bends, he's run 3 good races in defeat, 2 seconds and a third, and he put in a decent sprint trial at the track. I think he can lead on the outside here, and with the doubts about those with better overall form, that might well be good enough. A Race Night Jenny was one of the great stories last year. She had a litter as a very young bitch, but came out to be a top stayer, but this year hasn't gone well for her. She's probably best watched at the moment, and that also goes for Black Francis, who just needs to recapture the sort of form that saw him win race after race at the start of the year. I'm going to go for trap 6, Bull of Stonehall, to beat 1 Race Night Jenny and 3 Black Francis.
6-1-3 then for Jonathan in heat 1, the 7:32. The next heat comes up at 7:48. This is heat 2. What are the thoughts here?
Oh, this is an absolutely brilliant race. May only have 5 going to traps, with trap 4 being vacant, but you really could make a case for all, probably bar trap 2, Bewitch. I fancy Glenn Paddon Ace in 3. He's one of my outright fancies for the competition, been brilliant since stepping up in trip, but he's got no margin for error here. He's got 2 TV trophy finalists in opposition, River Latham in 1 and Droopy's Tamira in 5, and she just won the Kent St Ledger at Crayford. But I think the middle pace of Glenn Paddon Ace will prove key here, and he can assert with around about a lap to go. Main danger has to be the in-form Droopy's Tamira in 5. Been pinging out, might just lack a bit of middle, but then stays on strongly. And Ribble Atom will be finishing as well as anything. I'm going for trap 3, Glen Paddon Ace, to beat 5, Droopy's Tamira, and 1, Ribble Atom.
3, 5, and 1 then in heat 2 for Jonathan. Heat number 3 comes up at 8:04. Again, trap 4 is vacant here. What do you like?
Well, Romany Rouge is well towards the head of the market. He's yet to win a race, though, over 6 bends, and keeps running well in defeat. It might be a similar story here, because I fancy TJ's Powerhawk in trap 3. Paul Young's dog won a heat of this last year, and he's one of those jealous dogs. If he gets to the front, it's thou shalt not pass. That proved the case at Hove in a recent dual distance final, where Mossvale Ace, who's also in this field, found him impossible to get past. And I think TJ's Powerhawk can go from the front and repel all challengers. Trap 5, Romany Rouge, went very well in a trial last week and is certainly one to be respected. And I think that Mossvale Ace, although having just plateaued a little bit since stepping up in trip, can qualify in third place. I'm going for 3, TJ's Powerhawk, to beat 5, Romany Rouge, and 2, Mossvale Ace.
TJ's Power Hawk then getting the pick in heat number three. Heat four then comes up at 8:19. We've got the full complement here. All six traps are full for this one. And I suppose the one we're all looking forward to seeing is Roxholm Dream out of box five, Jonathan.
Yeah, the reigning champion, and she's 8 from 8 at Wimbledon, a quite incredible record here. But the vibes from the kennel haven't been brilliant lately. She certainly had a few issues coming into the competition. She may well make class tell and just prove too good for these, but at the likely odds, I've got to take her on. And trap two, Fizzy Pop Magic, fits the bill. Now, Fizzy Pop Magic stays further than this, but we saw recently at Sittingbourne, she cracked out, got done for middle pace, and then powered home to expose stamina limitations in a rival. I think that could be the same here, because I think Roxholm Dream in five may well get to the front, but will surely need the outing. Connections have said that, and I think Fizzy Pop Magic will power past late on. For third place, I like trap six, Lowgate Jasper, who's often there or thereabouts without being the most prolific of winners. I'm going for two, Fizzy Pop Magic, to beat five, Roxholm Dream, and six, Lowgate Jasper.
Okay, very interesting, Jonathan. Then backing a little bit of an upset in heat four. We'll move ahead to heat five then. 8:36 is the time for this one. What were your thoughts here?
Well, Millwood's Teddy has won a race against time to make the competition. He got a tendon injury that forced his withdrawal from the Yorkshire St Ledger. He's been the staying sensation of the year. He was second to Roxholm Dream in this last year, and his trial back at Hove on Monday, which he had to have to prove his fitness, was really good. It's going to be a tough ask for him over four rounds and this gruelling trip, but I think he'll certainly make a winning comeback here. Main Danger will be his kennel mate, also trained by Dean Charles, trap one, Droopy's Cottage, but she's also coming in off a bit of a layoff and might not be quite at her sharpest. Trap 2, Born a Champ, is the sort of dog who can go deep in a competition, and I'll take him for third. I'm going for 6, Millwood's Teddy, to beat 1, Droopy's Cottage, and 2, Born a Champ.
6-1 and 2 then, the thoughts of Jonathan in heat 5. We'll move ahead to heat 6 then. 8:52 the time for this heat, and again, looks competitive stuff, Jonathan.
It does, but Connections of Trap 5, Swansalona Diva, will be delighted to have drawn this heat. They've missed most of the big guns, and she's certainly been laid out for this competition. Kevin Hutton's bitch won the British Breeders' Stakes at Nottingham last year and has done really well since stepped up to sixpence, reaching the Regency final, and then perhaps looking a big runner in the Monmore Stayers Classic, only to be withdrawn in season after a heat win. She's been going really well in trials. I think she'll prove far too good all round for these. The main danger may come from Trap 2, Imicon, who's the sort of greyhound to come through a field late on and fill the forecast position. I think Trap 3, Knockborn Cavalier, will be up there from the outset, but might just struggle to last home. I'm going for 5, Swansalona Diva, to beat 2, Imicon, and 3, Knockborn Caviar.
5, 2 and 3 then, the pick for heat 6. We'll move on to the penultimate heat then, 9:07 on Saturday night. This is heat 7. What do you fancy here, Jonathan?
I'm going to go for Wiki Wacky Woo, who won the Golden Jacket at Crayford earlier in the year and most recently finished second to Droopy's Tamira in the Kent Ledger there. Now, during that competition, she wasn't trapping. She needs to improve on that, but this is a trap that suits her. She reached the St Ledger finals, semi-finals 12 months ago, and I think the key here is going to be clearing Swift Curry. She won the Yorkshire St Ledger, but doesn't have the sort of race experience here that Wiki Wacky Woo can boast. Pretty Pop Buddy is in great form, but I think this is a little bit tougher, likewise for High Falcon. So I'm going to go for Trap 2, Wiki Wacky Woo, to beat 1, Swift Curry, and 4, Fizzy Pop Buddy.
2-1-4 then for that 9:07. That's heat number 7. And the final heat of the evening then comes up at 9:22. This is the last chance in the first round on Saturday night. Your thoughts, sir?
I think there's a well-named greyhound here. I think Mow 'em Down in Trap 2 might do just that, because a few of these have got stamina to prove. There are no doubts about that with Derek Knight's bitch. She's in great form. She won heat and final of a 6.87-metre competition here over the last couple of weeks. And before that, she won over 750 metres at Romford. Diego Flight, stepping up in trip, needs to prove his stamina. Viking Jack returning to six bends likewise. And Irish Raider Dean Ridge Pennies hasn't got that much experience over this sort of trip. So I think Mow 'em Down can come through late on. Diego Flight, who reached the Derby semi-final, is likely to go from the front. It'll be interesting to see how he gets home. And Dean Ridge Pennies has certainly got the calibre and class in Ireland to be well respected. I'm going for 2, Mow 'em Down, to beat 4, Diego Flight, and 3, Dean Ridge Pennies.
2-4-3 then, getting the pick in the final heat. Then heat number 8 on Saturday night coming up at 9:22. You've heard Jonathan's individual thoughts then regarding the heats. Now we're going to take a look at the competition as a whole. We've got outright betting, of course, for the William Hill St Ledger. Roxholm Dream remains the 5-1 favourite. 6-1 about Millwood's Teddy. Romany Rouge is 7-1. 8-1 Fizzy Pop Buddy. And it's double figure prices for the rest of them. What sort of dog are you looking at here to win a competition like this, Jonathan?
Well, I already mentioned during the heats that I like Glen Paddon Ace. He missed the Yorkshire St Ledger, so he comes into this a relatively fresh dog, and his form bears the closest scrutiny. Barry Draper's dog can keep improving, and I think there's some definite value in him. I think Swan Solona Diva is another towards the front end of the market that has to be given maximum respect due to the fact that she's got a relatively straightforward opening. And as I've mentioned, you know, those at the top end of the market just have a few questions to answer. If you're looking for a really big priced outsider who might give you a bit of an each way run for your money, look at Imicon. It's always capable of qualifying, and dogs that are hard to knock out can pay a big place return.
Okay then, Jonathan has question marks over the protagonists in the market. A couple of big prices there. Glen Paddon Ace was mentioned 14-1. Swan Solo Diva is 10-1, and Imicon at a big price, 100-1, triple figures for that one. Jonathan's thoughts ahead of the William Hill St Ledger on Saturday night. Thank you ever so much for joining me on the podcast this morning, and I hope you enjoy the action on Saturday.
I'm looking forward to it. All the best.